The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey, what's up, my fellow addicts? Jay here. Ralph wasn't here for this episode. He was in Miami, and he... Is there any chance he watched live?
He didn't, because I didn't get any text from him.
I can't believe... Of all ones, he would have just... Ralph missed what I think Shannon will support this. A top three for sure episode of SDR. I say, well, that undoubtedly is one of the funniest hours I've ever seen. The audio, I'm sure, is grand. The video is worth a subscription for the next 15 years of Gas Digital.
100%. You need to watch this.
This is one of the craziest episodes I've ever been a part of any broadcast I've ever done in my life. It's, I can only call it simply the David episode. Everybody sit back. I mean, drink this in and enjoy.
We have to say who the other guests are though, too.
Oh my God. I forgot there was other guests. Leave this all in, Shannon. I'm flustered. You're sanitizing yourself.
Yes, I am.
Just from what was said. All right, we're all flustered here, everyone. I'm sorry. Well, Romy Chase is here. Mo the Monster is also here. She's fantastic. She was so sweet.
Yeah.
Mo the Monster, always a champ coming through. But Colm Terrell is co-hosting with me. Oh my God, he was unbelievable tonight. David? Whew, enjoy, everybody. Just listen.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me the tit show. Please, someone fuck the hoe. It's weed, I beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
It's already a choppy feed, I can feel it. Oh, it's my headphones, I think. What's up, everybody? Hello, fellow addicts.
Hello. Hello.
That's what Ralph says. I do Ralph stuff. This is our last day without Ralph, right? He's going to be back. Sorry, everybody. This is the last one where I get to pick a buddy and do a hilarious show with. Be back to me and Ralph. Listen to stories about Ralph banging underage women.
Oh, no.
Not underage. Not in this country. everything's fine. Ralph, we miss you and we love you as always. It is the SDR show. I'm Big Jay Oakerson. Sitting in, co-hosting with me, one of my good buddies, everybody. You know him from the Colm Terrell podcast.
Yes.
Formerly the Wizard of Pod.
Yes.
It is the hilarious Colm Terrell, everybody.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Shannon's clapping.
Yeah, it was built for like this big.
It was. We have a fun show today. I had such a great idea. Some people would argue this is why they think I might be gay, but lie detector test said I'm definitely not bi, so I'm either completely gay and Christine's a beard, or I don't know. I'm just so not gay, I find this funny and not gay to do.
Mm.
But we have our guest. First, I want to introduce our guest because she is here promoting her new, I don't want to call it a fleshlight because
it's
a brand.
A stroker.
It is adult entertainer?
Yes.
Boom.
Yeah, Romy Chase, plus size model, adult content creator, fully independent adult content creator, and a social media influencer.
Fully independent, no more.
Fully
is
independent.
That a thing of the past, Romy Chase? Is that the contract girls and stuff like that? Is that done?
No, they're still doing it. The reason why I'm not doing mainstream porn is because I want to own rights to my content.
Sure.
Mm. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want the company to like make money off of me for the next 20 years and I only get this one paycheck, so... I prefer to own all the rights to my stuff.
Do you do an OnlyFans or like website
or
both?
Yeah, I do that? OnlyFans. OnlyFans is where it's at.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. We were talking a bit before the show, and we were talking about something. I saw a video not long ago with two girls in a Maybach, and this guy walks up to them. It was on WorldStar, I think, and he was like, hey, He's like, how'd you girls? It's like a $300,000 car. I was like, how you girls get that car? And they go, OnlyFans. And the guy was like, really? And he talks to him for like 30, 40 seconds. But in that 40 seconds, the girl's like, I sell pubes and toenails and all kinds of shit. And people pay for it. And I'm like, that is bizarre. And what we were talking before was you were saying a lot of used underwear goes.
I sell an exuberant amount of used panties, used socks, used bras, all kind of clothing, jewelry, wigs, anything that I wear.
What's the cheapest clothing? If I was to like on a budget, if I ring like you up and go, I want some panties, and then you're like, all right, they're $100. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, because I have a game-worn Ben Simmons jersey I'm trying to move because he left the Sixers like a piece of shit. So I'm looking at, what can I get for that? Game-worn by a pussy named Ben Simmons who doesn't know how to play for a fucking team.
You could get socks for like $50.
Yeah,
maybe.
I have an Impractical Joker's hat. Offload.
Yeah, I took a sweat towel from Sal recently.
So, a set of golf clubs back there.
And you said I asked you if people would have asked you to shit into underwear.
They have
before.
Asked me to shit in my underwear. They have asked me to work out and wipe all the sweat with them and pee in them and cum in them. And
well, I guess like the thing is,
all kind of stuff.
I do get if you're not having the, dare I say, fluids or some residue.
Yeah.
How do you know they're even worn? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you need to tell me, what is it with men wanting to smell vaginas? What's so appealing about it?
What do you mean, like?
Like, why do y'all like smelling pussies?
I think they smell it to see if it's like, you know, should we proceed? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, like
maybe it's the Jewish woman in me. I always like to smell my fish before I jump in. You know what I mean? Got to make sure. If it's too fishy, you get sick.
You don't like the smell of a cock?
Depends. Like, I don't want the cheese on it and stuff. I don't want none of that
shit. Well, then you're not getting any smell then.
Yeah, stop banging all these foreign dudes. Welcome to America, Romy. Enjoy our land of circumcised dicks.
Shut the fuck up, Jay. Yes, I love that.
Big cock block, Ogerson.
Not Colin, though.
No.
Colin, his dick's in mystery. It's like a Jedi cloak over that thing.
Like a turtle. Awesome.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, you're from Poland originally.
Yes, I'm originally from Poland.
Is that... that's an uncircumcised community?
Ask? Mostly, yeah.
Were you a plus size model in Europe and then you got here and they were just regular model.
I was never.
Yeah, here's a model here.
Who's the skinny bitch?
I was never a model in Poland. I was actually an English teacher for this. I know it's a
no
big,
shit.
No shit.
For like high school?
For elementary and then high school, very
secondary
short.
School, whatever weird overseas things are. And then you went on holiday.
Junior high. No, yeah.
You taught junior high?
No, only elementary and then high school, but high school only for like a month and then I quit.
Yeah, for a month and then what? You got pregnant by a senior.
Yeah.
I quit.
Too many 14-year-olds just jerking off in the middle of the class in Polish.
You can't put those titties anywhere when you're teaching. It's impossible.
Well, I definitely had very weird comments thrown my way.
Bushka?
From high schoolers, yes.
In Polish?
In Polish.
Bosh, give us the bosh.
I bet it's way ass.
That is pretty much how this sounds. That's so funny.
I can say Klingon.
I can say you've got huge tits in any language.
You
just bosh,
do tits.
You go, how you say, boy.
No, but one of the students literally told me, when I saw your ass, I got a boner.
He just said, how old was he?
He was 13.
Nice.
What did you say? Did you get mad?
I didn't really know.
And he was like, no, I'm reading you my essay. Then you get out of that when you're an English teacher. No, this is what I wrote.
I deal with it. But I did call the parents, and, you know, this is Poland. Now, in America, they wouldn't fly. But in Poland, the daddy showed up, and instead of, you know.
And he was like, I see it, son.
No.
I also get boner for the first time.
Son, yes, I also have boner now.
What a great day for Warsaw.
What an amazing accent. Okay, no, but instead of
son.
Teaching him a lesson, he literally slapped the shit out of him right in front of me. And that was just crazy.
That didn't make his boner go anywhere, I bet.
You apologize to big bosom woman.
He started crying. He just begged me to not tell anyone. It was just, it was crazy.
Please don't tell anybody else.
I had to report it. I mean,
no,
I had to report
you
little, it.
You snitch.
I had to. I mean, I was a teenager.
What were you wearing?
I don't want to be I hate to be a problem solver here, but Lainey, I think you backed this up. I think she owes that kid a free OnlyFans subscription for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
He got cracked by his dad.
Oh, my God, he did.
Yeah, he's probably. Damn, man. I couldn't imagine. Again, I've said this on a zillion shows, but maybe it's where I went to high school, or whatever. There was no fuckable teacher, guy or I don't remember the, wow, the teacher that the girls all thought was hot, and no one. Yeah, my science teacher was like an old fucking Indian lady, and like, wow, you know what I mean, with like a bowl haircut. There was no teacher. Did you have grow up with teachers that were hot?
They were definitely hot to us as 13-year-olds.
You're into MILFs and GILFs? MILFs and GILFs?
Yeah, I don't discriminate.
Whatever, dog.
Whatever. Infertile too, whatever. I don't care. But yeah, I think they were just, if they were hot, they were just under the age of 30.
If there it's fuckable, that, it's fuckable.
They had nothing. No, they weren't hot, but they were in school, they were hot.
When did you move here?
5 years ago.
Okay, so you like really grew up there.
Oh, yeah. I was born and raised there. I was 24 when I left.
Do you have a pension for Polish guys still, or were you so happy to get away
from that never
fucking boiled ham of people?
I don't really care. I don't care for looks. I mean, I know that sounds cliche, and that's what everybody says, but I really don't care for looks.
Hey.
Me and my Polish dad are going to get boners. You keep talking like that. I don't care about looks. Say what?
I really don't. I mean, don't be, you know, dusty and stuff.
But... Ah, shit.
Dusty. That's
my one quality.
Yeah.
Dusty ass Jay. Dusty ass motherfucker. That's what they be saying about me.
I think you can get it.
Yeah. You heard that shit. You heard that shit here first. Shannon, you heard it.
I heard it.
Did you
even if she doesn't have sex with me, just know that she said she would.
What you doing after the show?
Nothing. Going home to eat leftover Chinese food in my giant apartment.
My dusty ass bed.
I swear to you, before I left, I said to Christine, my girlfriend is out of town, and I said, I'm going to see if Romy Chase is going to come back after the show, jokingly. And she's like, go for it. Look how this is unfolding. Do me a favor, Lainey, nod, please, that I'm not lying. Thank you. My God. Shannon, what if this is the one night? Ralph's gone. All the years of me and Christine trying to hook up with the adult actresses that come on the show. Look how that was woke of me to say it like that.
That's very good.
Adult actresses?
You awakened her hidden kink.
No. She's all in on that. Just for some reason, when people come on the show, they're like, yeah, let's hang out after the show. And I blow. It's me. It's always my fault. We've gone over it nauseam on the show. But I think even with you, I've said, I always, the girl will be like, yeah, I'll go back to your place and hook up with you and your chick. And then I got to go, no, you have to watch me do stand-up comedy first, because you have to see that I'm awesome at something and think that I'm awesome. Then you really want to fuck me, and not just you will.
Yeah.
And then we go to the club, and they get hammered. And then we leave, and they go, where are we going? And I go, oh, we're going to put you in a cab, sweetie. Yeah, it's like you have a snot bubble in your nose.
You need to start bringing them.
Bring them back.
No, bring them to the cellar or whatever, but then tell the waitress, non-alcoholic. Bex.
Yeah, he goes, yeah.
No, a couple of O'Doul's.
Hey,
huh?
you want to come out with me and be like the placebo?
Come to my basement.
No, the comedy cellar. Comedy, it's comedy club.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Come to the cellar.
Come to the cellar.
That's crazy. No,
trust me.
We're not all perverts.
You're like, is this soundproofing? Oh, yeah. Don't even worry about that. Hey, would you mind reaching down that well and grabbing that thing I dropped down there? So OnlyFans, you think, I can't believe somebody wants shitty underwear. Damn.
Yeah,
there's got to be a price, though. I mean, there's a price.
Every add-on, which I would call that an add-on, because like the basic underwear, it's like worn up to 12 hours, and that's like $85,
let's
say. Up to 12 hours.
So from,
if you want more stinky.
From 2 minutes up to 12 hours. Is that what you're saying?
Basically. And if you want like more stinky, then that's an add-on. And every add-on costs more.
At what point is it like inconveniencing you? We're like, yo, I gotta take these murky ass underwear off.
Like, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't wear it for longer than like two and a half, three days, maybe. Like,
and
I don't know, it depends on what I'm doing, you know.
And the bad is good, right? If you're like, oh, this smells terrible,
oh, they love
you're
it.
Like, that's what they're gonna
the
want,
worse,
though.
Yeah, the better. Like, that shit is.
Can you speed it up? Is there any tricks to speed it up?
You can work out.
You could age 24 hours naturally. Or you could be on a Peloton.
Yeah, you could go to the gym and like sweat a lot, and it'll probably stink worse or better in their case.
We tried the hot ass Shannon over there, farting jars. We tried to sell those, but we couldn't move.
Farting is big as well. Custom videos
of some of you farting.
Of me farting.
How do you get yourself prepared for that?
Disgusting.
Well, you got to do what you got to do, you know. Enough money can motivate me to do things.
No, we're saying,
saying
no,
like physically, how do you fart? We had a girl here one time who did a world-class hilarious fart porn. Really makes me laugh. And I asked about it, and she goes, oh, they actually blow air up her ass. And so it's like, you don't have to sit there and you don't have to like wait for like a pizza to settle.
Yeah, yeah.
There's certain tricks, but that's industry secret, so I'm not going to delve into it too much.
Damn. My lifelong quest to find out how to force a fart. Damn it. I'll never learn. Someday Let me into your world. Let me in that head, Romy. Let me in that crazy head. Tell me.
This is an industry, top industry secret.
A top industry secret?
I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
How to force a fart? You gotta sign an NDA.
What's the secret? Carbonated drinks.
In 2021, you took home the trophy for best BBW premium social media star. That's pretty awesome.
Because
that's when everybody was home and could have watched anything, like through that year.
Yeah. When the pandemic started, the online entertainment business started booming. People were bored, they were horny, they were lonely. Mm. And then us content creators would definitely start making bank.
And the competition for BBW has never been higher.
I mean, there's a lot of, you know, BBWs. I actually got a lot of shit for it because a lot of BBW women thought I wasn't BBW enough.
Yeah. You are just.
I'm just like on the verge.
As a model, do you feel like you'd be doing better if you had Down syndrome, perhaps? Just got a big L'Oreal deal, that girl.
You just
got
to cut your hair.
Yeah, okay. With your eyes closed.
With that accent.
You just got to get a bowl haircut. You'll be fine. No, that's a big thing when people can watch. I mean, are you like all natural, your body?
No, I am not.
Your boobs are fake?
Well, there are certain things on me that are fake, yes.
But we were all wondering about the butt. Are your boobs fake? They look crazy real. I would describe them as they look Polish.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Like they should be
I
like
need to know.
Krakow.
Like I don't know. They're just like they make a family happy or something. I don't know. Like you make stew with those and
a lot of
there's no art in the house.
My boobs.
There's no art.
Men are in love with my boobs. They love it. I do a lot.
They're
of,
in love
like,
with your boobs.
They in love with my boobs, yes.
Oh, yeah.
They love, like, the mommy dom content where I'm talking about breastfeeding them and hugging them. Come to mommy.
I like that you smile as you say it because...
They love it.
Always when I talk... But I know, but it's also, like, I love that you see the ridiculousness in it. Like, that's great.
Oh, I don't think that's... I don't kink shame, you know? I don't see
it
at
all. Not about shaming. But things are undeniably hilarious. Do you know what I'm saying?
There
so
are
like,
some.
I'm being in love
a 50 something year old businessman going like, feed baby from battle booby.
No, that's different. That's
you're
adult
laugh
baby
later.
Fetish. That's
it. Yeah, I'm not kink shaming that either. I'm shaming whoever hurt that person as a child. But either way, no, I'm saying I'm not shaming the idea.
Do you have
of it.
Mommy fetish?
No, I have no
What's
fetish.
What's your fetish?
Fetish? None. It's none at all. Everyone would argue that it's shitting why I bring it up, but it's not. I'm fascinated by the idea that hot girls can shit for money. Mm. It's nuts. And we'll do it. That's also, I don't know, it's a mind blow. Does for any time you'd be like, I'll eat your pussy, he goes, no, I have a shit porn shoot tomorrow.
Does it pay
sense? There's certain things that I don't do. I don't do shitting, I don't do vomiting, and I don't do a race play.
You got race play? Wait, it's touchy times now.
What was the last?
Don't get mixed up in that
race play is when basically mostly black men reach out to me and want to be called the N-word, and that's their fetish. Oh. I don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Shame that kink, you piece of shit.
Fuck you, you racist black guy.
Fuck that racist black guy.
Fuck him. You're right. You're on the right side.
Well, I don't... Yeah. So you also feel like it's a bit of a setup for you're like, why are you trying to get me to say this?
Yeah. No, probably. Yeah, I don't agree with it, period. Like, I can't do that.
Hey, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing newer sponsors over here at the SDR Show. And this is for our fans, the addicts over the age of 21. I like teasing Ralph. I want to tell you about my newest favorite vape pen, and I say that it is what the copy says, but it is my newest, it's a hard sentence, but it is my newest favorite vape pen from MePod. Can I say I like the girth of it?
It does. It fits in the hand nicely.
It does. It really does. It's almost like a stressy release amount of grip. I used to like the little pen ones more, but then it's a little sticky. I don't know that, not sticky in the texture sense, like just sharp and pointy sort of. This has a nice, firm, thick, girthy grip, and I love it. Longtime smoker over here, and the hardest thing to do is quit these, but this has dialed me back a lot. I also live in a building now. It's a pain in the ass to go smoke. I have to go to an elevator, and it's a whole to-do. So, and I'm not going to smoke in my house, so this has made me be able to double down on my habit, everybody. MePod, thank you so much. I use disposables because I don't care about the environment, but they also have refillables, and they're amazing. They have nicotine in them. They also have products for 420 consumers. You know what I'm saying? Winkety wink. Winkety wink. Do you need me to say that nicotine's an addictive chemical?
Yes.
It is. But it seems to only get cool people to get addicted to it. I don't know how that works out. Nerds, for some reason, impervious to the powers. If you're still smoking like a jerk off like me, this is so much better. If you like flavors, they have those also, and I'm a flavors guy. You got peach anything, I'll suck on it. If you've been using something else, these have a very good draw. It's not one of the ones that make you cough like an animal, but it's a nice, thick, good pull on a nice, girthy piece of equipment, everybody. MePod, MIPOD.com. If you use the promo code SDR, you're going to get 20% off. 20% off. That's a pretty good deal. MePod, MIPOD.com, promo code SDR, 20% off. All right, let's get back into it. Did you grow up with black people in Poland?
No.
So you know, it's like unicorns when you got here.
There was no black people in Poland. I mean, I had a couple black friends, but that's mostly because I lived in like a basketball town, and a lot of American black basketball players that couldn't make it in America went to Europe to play basketball, and they had to enroll their kids in school. So I had, you know, some black friends, but
Do you know the funniest?
There was like no minorities in Poland.
The funniest, most adorable, not meant to be racist thing you've ever said in your life was, yeah, I had some black friends. I lived in a basketball town.
I mean, it was a...
That's such a great recollection.
It was a basketball town.
They were bound to be there.
It was a very small town, and we had a pretty good basketball
team.
We
served the best chicken in all of Poland.
We did it, everybody.
No, yeah. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, for sure.
We had a decent basketball team in a very small town. And so that was the only entertainment we had, just going to games, you know.
Yeah. Did you ever hook up one of the players?
Yes.
Yeah. One of the black ones?
That was my first black man.
Nice. He was an American guy.
It was.
Wow. He was way in. Good. Could you believe it? Remember all those little Polish chodes you were seeing your whole life? And this guy pulled out that big, mean monster?
I mean, he wasn't that big, honestly.
That's why we sent him off to Poland.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, you.
Skedaddle.
You're fucking up our American black dick numbers.
I could have been in the NBA if it wasn't for my dick.
He was really good looking.
What a
looking,
great
though.
Idea. The guys are going to play overseas because their dicks aren't big enough to play in the NBA. Ah, that's great.
The combine.
Yeah,
that's so fucking funny. Damn. I mean, I'm sure Polish basketball players probably have big dicks, the white ones.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Never found out.
No.
Yeah. Why waste your time? You went black. Why go back?
It just happened. Like, it was a Tinder thing.
Yeah?
I just matched with him on Tinder.
So. Just happened to be one of the basketball players?
I mean, I knew it was a basketball player.
She stood at the court and then set her their distance right here.
You know, we just matched and started talking and stuff.
Damn.
Just happened. You
dating someone now?
No, I'm single. And I'm not looking either.
Woo. Boys. That means she's looking.
Yeah. Everybody.
That means she's
Go
looking.
Fuck yourselves.
That means she's dating someone. She's
what are you going to take her out for a meal? Fuck you. Give her $85. She gets shit in panties.
That's a little more expensive. I told you there's tiers to this shit.
The add-ons, I forget. I know. I always say a cheesesteak costs $14, but I forget I had the extra meat.
Oh.
It's $19 now.
That you got plus taxes.
Yeah. It's only fair.
Have you ever had to like send someone a full shit, though? Not just a stain.
Shit in a box.
A full shit in the box.
I wouldn't do that. I just.
Well, no. Can you sell my shit and then I'll split it? We'll pretend it's your shit. There's no way someone's gonna go.
I do not want to touch your poop.
No, just co-sign that it's your shit.
We'll pretend that it's yours.
But what if it's like super foul and he gets like mad at me for that?
Why'd he be mad? He thought your shits were gonna smell.
That's
good?
What he wants.
I mean, there's a lot of men who don't understand.
I gotta be honest. A box. Sometimes it's gonna have to be a jar. It's gonna be a mason jar today.
I'll tell you what. Shannon, when I opened up one of her farts in a jar and I smelled it, if there wasn't bulletproof glass there, I would have punched her square in the face. And she is so hot, Shannon.
You know the worst thing that guys do? They want the underwear shipped wet, okay? From cum or whatever. You know what happens to things when they're like in a zipper bag for like a couple of days? If something's wet and you put it in...
Something, that shit rocks. You ever forget to change the clothes in the washer or the dryer?
Right. Why would you want that? But yeah.
You got to send them in one of those like boxes where they transport it. Like livers and stuff. You know?
Like when those dry ice.
Yeah. Just have a guy.
Don't give me ideas.
This discharge has 7 more hours before it's crusty.
I want to bring it... So we have a fun game. The game that I concocted here, because they said Romy's here.
In this madman's
I want to say that
the
company right again.
Kiru. Yep.
She has her, molded from you, vagina replica.
Yes.
Was the molding process weird?
No. Not at all.
You got a real innie, I got to say.
Yes, I do. I have a Barbie pussy. Everybody says that.
That's Europe.
I'm proud of it.
I like the lips have a nice texture. It's like the outside of empanadas. It's like a nice little twist.
Is that the scale? Is that the scale? Can we show you? Is that,
no.
Is that the scale? Because that's incredible.
Maybe it no.
No way. Are you kidding me? I'm going to have some words.
Why don't you open it?
You couldn't fit wieners in that. Well, but we're going to open it.
No.
Someone else is going to use it
okay,
for a second.
Okay.
So we're giving these away. We had a couple to give away, so what could we do to sell, to make sure these move and have some fun with them? And first of all, anything involving a dick, you know my first call. I go, Shannon, get Mo the Monster on the horn. If anyone's going to pull off a feat of dick athletics, it's Mo the Monster. I trust in it. I bet on him every time. I've never lost once. You know where you put you. I put the smart monies on Mo the Monster always. But we also have Lainey, of course, reaches out for us. Someone bailed. Why did the person bail, Shannon? Do you remember? Do you know?
Yeah, his babysitter canceled.
Bring the kid. We've got 4 kids out there. Does it fucking...
He got scared intimidated.
That's definitely scared. Which, by the way, I get it. I wouldn't try to do this in a million years.
I think he's been on the show before. His name is Chino. Doesn't that name sound familiar to you?
Wasn't he on the last contest thing we had?
That's what I thought. He's definitely been here for a contest before.
Yeah.
So I don't think I think it's a legitimate excuse.
Okay.
He's so funny.
Well, his name's Chino, so we know he definitely has kids. All right. It all checks out.
It'd be so funny if Gas Digital had like a little playpen for,
for everyone's
just
kids.
Just a little toy.
Hang out there.
While there's a queef competition going on.
Headphones on them so they can't hear what's happening in here.
Oh, yeah. What are your special skills? I hate to go through the resume, but squirter? Could you say they want cum in the panty sometimes?
Yeah, I don't squirt on
the
demand.
Night is young.
I can't do it on demand. I am capable of squirting, but I can't do it on demand, so I don't even, try to advertise it like that. I'm more of a creamer.
Oh.
Boston.
But I do get really wet. So that's pretty much what they mean when they're saying they won't come in the panties.
My legs are shaking, Shannon. She's saying all the right things.
Creamer. Slip and slide.
Look at me. You know I love cream. You know how I feel about cream. My idea was to have some contestants come down. And we did. We have Mo the Monster and David's going to come here in a minute. Simply David.
David.
You can't level them up like that. Mo the Monster. Your favorite. Mo the Monster. And Dave.
And Dave. And Dave.
Dude,
what?
David. You guys
David,
can,
no. Not
you
David.
You guys can all suck a dick.
Let's make
rules.
Let's make up a little catchy phrase.
Yeah, go
Dave.
For it. You're the English teacher.
Oh, I got it right. David, the guy who bagged your mom yesterday. That's what he looks like. Okay. I don't know. He looks like a guy who's leaving your mom's house in the morning.
He looks like he gets all the pussy, though.
Does he?
He does.
He looks like my dad's friend,
He's
Randy.
He's like low-key, like.
He is low-key. And I'm guessing by him being here, he's got a monster hug. Or if he doesn't, he's the one of the funniest human beings I've ever. He rules.
Low-key, I like insane.
I came down, he was outside ripping a butt. Dude, that, me and this guy could kick it for sure. Lainey's over there coaching him. She's getting the coach run down right now. Like, listen.
Like a fluff girl.
Yeah. Lainey, talk everybody into boners.
I was sitting
there. She said she's trying.
Lainey, shake your ass a little bit. Turn around.
She's trying.
Twerk, bitch. This. Shake that ass, bitch. Let me see what you got.
This guy Dave might be the funniest guy of all time.
Oh my God, I love that.
I was sitting outside and he came out. Yeah. Like, he goes, do you mind if I have a cigarette? And I was like, go ahead. And he took one blow and then he went, and he coughed nonstop for, I swear, 4 minutes of the most violent. And he was like leaning in a plant pot. He never smoked again.
Dude.
I had to walk inside. I was like, I can't listen to you vomit. I don't think he's ever smoked.
David definitely has a super big gulp cup in his car with cigarette butts in it, for sure. And I love him. I know this guy. I don't know him, but I know him. Well, I know the guy is, and this is my kind of dude. So my idea for the contest was we see who can enter your artificial vagina with their dicks, boners, I'm assuming. And I also, again, Mo, a bit of a ringer, because if this could be done, he can do it. And I wanted to see if somebody can go inside this thing, and because they got some weight to them for a dick. And I want to see if someone standing can take their hands off.
And wiggle a little bit.
Not, maybe wiggle. Mo, I'd say smart money's on Mo to be able to wiggle, but... If David can wiggle, by the way, I'm going to introduce him
Mo's
to my mom.
Got a
we
got to
go
stick.
By a handicap almost,
yeah.
Dave.
Yeah, his name's like, Mo the Monster. It's not a family name.
It's like the old...
From the Connecticut Monsters?
It's the trick you do with the tail. When you get a hard on and then you drop it and then you catch the tail with your hard cock.
It's pretty impressive, yeah. And that's
you know that
so.
One?
If somebody
no.
can hold
you've
up,
never,
no.
Jesus, girl, will you fucking
that's
live a little?
That's why I didn't say anything.
Oh yeah, this thing is.
This is the back. This.
It's huge. That's like a.
This thing's got.
Everybody's
some
always
that's
opening
like a liter
the back
of coffee.
Door.
That's something you carry
just
to work
kind
in the morning.
You pull it off.
Oh, you just pull it off.
Yeah, more like.
I'm gonna break it. I'll be the. There.
Don't break
there
mine.
And then you have to adjust like the edges, so, like pull them
I'll
out
somebody,
a little bit.
I'll let the person who's gonna use it do that. So I don't do, yeah, they have to get it all.
It has my signature engraved on it too, which is really cool about it.
Yeah,
makes it even
absolutely
more personal.
Hell yeah.
I love that. I'm super happy about how this product turned out.
Is so, the back of it just for cleaning or is that a butt?
No, that's not a butt. It's for cleaning.
For cleaning. Got it.
You can actually look, you look through it and every time you turn it, it changes into a different...
It's a kaleidoscope.
It's a
the back's a kaleidoscope.
It's the history of Poland.
There's like a bunch of bumps in there.
Oh, the invasion. It's the Nazis.
1942.
Oh, Lord. There's a bunch of bumps in like...
Inside?
In there for texture, for like more pleasure.
Is that modeled after you or no?
No, that's just a customized interior, I would say.
Oh, yeah, you didn't know? She
and
has,
then your signature.
That's one of her specials goes. She has pussy knuckles.
And then the signature's not on you.
No, obviously.
You got a fucking dope tattoo, though.
Obviously, dude.
You got a dope tattoo, though.
The one on my wrist? On my arm?
The one that goes across your waist.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Thank you.
So I do believe Mo the Monster will be able to pull this off.
I don't think his cock's going to fit in it.
Water?
I mean, it should be able to.
Oh, I have an ashtray already. Never mind. No, I'm good. I need a lighter.
It's a universal size. It accommodates cocks of all sizes.
Will it now?
I'm tall.
It's like a hat that doesn't fit you.
It's gonna make you feel bad. This thing's a little loose.
Fits all.
This is like my dad's hat.
I put the hat on. It's like a ski mask.
It just awakens all my trauma. All that. One size fits all, and that shit doesn't fit.
I wonder if you could gape it. I wonder if you could, like, fuck it enough, though, that it gets beat up a little bit. All right, that one's yours now, Colm.
Is it?
Yeah, you're touching it.
So what? Do you think my fingers have herpes?
No, but I don't know if these guys want to put their donkers in there if
You're telling me Mo the Monster is worried
that I would argue that Mo the Monster probably plays it super safe.
You think I'm...
Now, David...
I wash my hands.
David might ask you to spit on it before he puts his dick
in
it.
You have to... Now, you have to let the guys know that they need to lube it up a little bit because you don't want it.
Well, they can hear you. They hear you out there.
Yeah, guys.
No. Women always say this. Don't mind that. Just go straight in.
How do you suggest... How do you suggest they get boners?
Oldest trick in the book.
We have lube.
Lotion, anything.
Oh, there's lotion in the bathroom.
Oh, there's lotion in the bathroom. We're fine.
No, Shannon, just spit in the cup.
Shannon couldn't wait to get fast enough away from the conversation I was about to have with her.
Oh, my God.
Shannon, get those guys hard.
My hands are slimy after that.
It
comes naturally lubricated.
Shannon, make Mo the Monster hard awkwardly in front of his wife.
I just feel like a lot of... am I crazy? Or is that small? Like, for a lot of cocks, not going to fit in that, right?
It's. I'm telling you, that grip alone...
They're going to fit fine.
No.
Okay.
I'm sure. Like,
you've got a baby's pussy.
That's a compliment in this country. Mm-hmm. It's like a burp in Italy. Hey, baby pussy.
No clit.
Should we have the guys come in? Or should we do one at a time?
Whatever you prefer. Do you want to do one at a time? Do you want to bring David in first?
I want to talk to David first. David rocks.
I can't wait for David. David's
You want to open with Dave?
I do.
Here he is. Brown leather jacket, by the way.
Dave.
What's a guy has a brown leather jacket?
Dude, I'm telling you. This guy hangs out with my Uncle Tommy, for sure, South Philly.
Yeah.
You let him slide behind you guys.
He just says something to you. I'm not allowed to gamble anymore.
Here come the judge.
Hey-o.
Like, would you guys mind blowing my breathalyzer so I can drive this car?
David.
Hey, how you doing?
You rule, dude.
Thanks.
Thank you for being here.
What's up, David? Welcome.
Dude, are you a father?
I wish.
Does that mean you're a deputy father?
I've never heard anyone say that, ever.
There. Now all you gotta do is whack him off, Mike. Why is your name Gay Mike if you're not gonna... Damn, dude. No one helps here.
David, can you talk into the microphone, please?
Yeah, sure.
This is Climax.
David, Climax. How did you hear about this contest?
Through the inimitable Lainey Spicer.
Yeah, I know he's smarter than you. What is inimitable?
Oh, this is so exciting. Oh, my God.
Turns out you had somebody cancel on you.
Yeah.
And I told her flat out, look, in the words of Richard Hell quoting Frank Sinatra, I am your man.
Damn.
There you go.
Lainey, David's going to come through for you. David might be your new go-to guy.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Lainey, can I ask you, can Lainey hear me? Lainey.
She's just ignoring you.
I think I can say comfortably without fully checking with you, if David holds this thing up with his cock, you can for sure guarantee him a high-paying contract in pornography. How do you feel about that, David?
I already have a high-paying contract, so...
In pornography?
No, I do SBA loans for a living.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
It's look who woke up fucking Polish Jew over here.
It's like America's Got Talent.
Oh, banking, yes. Let me...
It's rewarding, really, because it's like... You know, when you help out a struggling business and, you know, help them achieve payroll or pay their taxes.
We're going to need more lube.
As long as they're white owned, right?
No.
Don't answer that. That's fucking all. Are you confident at all seeing this machine that you can cock and hold it in the air?
Oh, I think I can do it.
I believe he can. I'll tell you what. I don't know how long it is, but I'll tell you what. I'd lay money right now on anybody who wants a piece of this that he's got a thickie. If nothing else, he's got a thick. Don't answer. We're going to find out.
We've got some theories about does the size help? Because you can have a small cock, but it could be strong. Like look at the Hungarian bodybuilders.
I do understand what you're saying. You've
got to be small and stout and strong. You'll get more weight.
I agree for balance. Length helps because you're going to get more balance like inside the middle of it. So the longer you can get into that thing,
heavy.
The more it's holding. But I'm saying, let me see real quick.
What if Monster can't even get his head in it?
Don't you worry.
He'll be fine.
But I'm saying, if his dick gets to here.
Yes.
Like the amount of balance you have on your dick. You know what I mean? You have a lot of pieces on it.
It's like carrying a
If you have a thicky shorty, maybe the thickness... just keeps it locked on good.
It's too
but if you got a, if you got what I would only consider to be what I think I'm rocking, I'm gonna take my hands off and it's gonna go pop on the fucking ground.
Even if you're hard,
and then my dick's gonna go
like a door spring when you
yeah. That's the exact example. It looks like it's going fast and slow. It's go fast.
But did when you designed this, did you have this in mind for a different size cocks? Was there like a whole like
just a pussy?
Like a back research and development? Was there a whole back and forth?
No, I mean obviously you want it to fit everyone because you know men have all kind of different dicks.
Yeah, but it can't be one fits all. That's impossible.
I mean, do you think your dick is longer than this? Honestly.
Are you throwing it to me? No, I don't.
No,
I
do I think any dick is longer than that?
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I assume that question wasn't for me. So.
And a regular vagina, a human vagina, is not this deep.
Dude, do you know how awesome your dick would be if you had to unscrew the back so it can pop out the back part? You fucking kebab it?
It's like fucking a donut. Yeah.
And human vagina is not this deep.
I'm saying
either.
Some guys' cocks must be bit too big to even get it.
No, it's super stretchy, just like a real vagina.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My vagina has accommodated small dicks and huge dicks. So I guarantee you.
Have you tried holding this up to your pussy and see if it puts a rip in the time continuum?
Yeah.
No.
Sorry, I thought I was talking to a teacher. I thought you have a master's degree. I didn't mean it.
When they made it, they go, no, this can never, ever see your pussy.
The only catch, if it ever sees your pussy, things
you might
go,
change something that will change the entire universe.
It's butterfly effect. It's like Back to the Future.
Like
you couldn't see
future.
Your old self. Yeah,
exactly.
You'd freak out.
What do you think about that, Dave?
I'm pretty impressed.
Generally speaking.
Do you like movies?
Of course.
All right.
Talking to the microphone, buddy. David, me and you seem like fucking simpatico, dude. Me and you could kick it for sure. I'm rooting for you to hold this thing up in the air. I don't know. I think you would agree the smart money's on Mo the Monster. We know what he's rocking.
Yeah.
But you could be a sleeper hit, man, and really hold this thing in the
don't
air.
Don't sleep on David.
I laid a live chat, also rooting for David.
I will warn you.
Dave.
Well, Mo's a ringer.
Wait. Are you a Jew?
Half Jewish.
Ah, you just lost half your fan base.
Sorry.
Damn, the chat is turning.
But I will warn
this
you.
It's just the R chat. It's just Ralph's mom. Mm-hmm. It's just Ralph's mom saying things over and over again. I like David. He's nice.
But just to let you know.
Respectable shirt.
Just to let you know, I came out of a coma 2 months ago. So.
Is that true? Oh.
Yes.
A coma? Why were you in a coma?
I had developed pneumonia, got respiratory failure.
No
and
shit.
And then in the middle of the hospital, in the middle of the ICU, I caught a staph infection. I should be dead.
Oh, no.
Damn.
I'm glad you made it.
4 months in the hospital for that little stint.
Did you see the light?
Oh, I saw the light.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Were you staring through the back of this?
Yes.
He told me he had to relearn how to walk. Just relearned how to walk.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're prepared to fucking lift weights with your dick?
Yes.
That's how he started. It was like, wiggle your big cock.
Yes. That was so confident. That was awesome.
It was like in Kill
Bill. Good job, David. I'm rooting for you too.
How do we get David and Mo hard, Shannon? What do we do? Didn't we have sponsors for this? They hate us. Can somebody go get him a boss?
Are you afraid you're not going to get hard? Or is
no.
That, not at all?
No.
Look at that. My money's on David.
Lane.
David's so confident.
How do we get these guys hard? Do I got to dance again? I told my mom I would never get on the pole again. Is this what you want? Is this what you fucking want to see, David, you piece of shit? Is this what you need to get you hard?
You got to
don't look.
Try.
It's too hot. I'm going to put you back in a coma. Oh, it's too sexy.
I'm slipping.
Where are you from, David?
Atlanta.
You came up here for this? No.
No, I live in New York, but I'm originally from Atlanta.
Oh, nice.
Did you wake up in New York from the coma?
I woke up and I said, you know, like the whiteboard in my room said, Merry Christmas. And it's like, it's Christmas?
Being from Atlanta, who do you stand with, T.I. or Godfrey?
Yeah.
T.I.
King of the South, dude. What you know about that?
Trap music.
We got to ask Lainey, how do we get everybody hard? I mean, these two guys. Yeah?
Some miming. suggest. I don't know. What is that?
Theater of the mind?
I feel like that could be anything that she's... Honestly, I thought it was a blowjob, but I was like, that's just like...
Mo, is your wife going to get you hard? Do you guys mind if David stares weirdly at you while you do it? Dude, I went... Me and my ex-wife went, I think I told you, they went to a swingers club one time. We were in a strip club, and they were like, downstairs a swingers club. And it's free for couples. So we're like, oh, we'll go down and look at least. Mm. And there was a super attractive black couple, like, keep starting fucking on a couch. And just, like, a guy wearing, like, a Yankees jersey, like a chubby guy, kept walking by. And whenever they would stop paying attention to him, he would, like, start whacking off over them. And then the guy would be like, come on, man. And then the guy would get me, oh, sorry, sorry. And then he would just pace around again until they weren't paying attention again and do it. You getting worked up now, dude?
Yeah.
Damn.
Good.
I'm off.
Good for you, Dave.
You think you're there?
I'm not there, stop. But...
Do you want to take one of these into the other room?
If you fucking come near me, there's going to be another coma going on.
Another word of warning. My hand is partially paralyzed, so...
From what?
Masturbation is a very interesting process now.
So this thing might come in mega handy.
Oh, I can use my right hand now.
You're telling
this
story. If your
hand is like numb, it might feel like another...
Just for anyone listening.
Yeah, no, take a look at that.
If anyone's listening, Jay was telling the story about this black couple banging at an orgy. And Dave just couldn't hold it back and unbuckled his pants and started grabbing his dick. I'm not trying. I'm real.
It is defense.
What are you supposed to do? What are you
doing?
David,
here, take this. And when you're ready, you can come in covered with this and we'll do the okay. We'll see what happens.
And Jay's eye was like in the middle of it. So, and then we're like, come on, man. And he
now, do you want me to come in sans
Romy, pants? You sure? You sure you don't?
You want me to come in sans pants or what? Should I come in sans pants?
However you feel most comfortable that your dick is going to hold that thing in the air.
Oh, don't be coming, dude.
Jay.
Yes, Shannon.
Should we have Mo come in and then they both kind of like jerk off with the toys?
Yes, please.
Until they get hard and then we'll do
that. Does Mo want to do that?
Let me go ask him.
Because I don't want to ask that question to a guy. Hey, what would you be more comfortable jacking it in front of us?
It is better. Why are men so afraid to be called gay or whatever?
Because it's a sin.
No, no, no.
No,
it's not to be called gay. It's just the question's ridiculous to go, hey, you want to come jack off in here with us real quick?
I'd rather have
different. If I had to worry about being called gay, I wouldn't be like, let's do this. It was my idea, this contest.
I feel like he's... I can see just there's a bit of emotion coming from Dave. I don't know what's going on down there.
Yeah.
He's jacking off.
He's doing something. He's fluffing something.
Yeah. And this boner for this contest, bro.
I didn't know it was going to be like so close and visible.
I didn't either.
Let him scoot him under the table
there, Dave. Please.
Okay, guys. Got it. So,
well, Dave is just going to take, Oh, no, you weren't being here.
No. So Mo said he would prefer to, we give him the toy. He'll go into the bathroom and then come in when he's ready to go.
Okay. So let's get him this one. And David, same. We'll have David do the same.
Unless David wants to keep tugging on his shit here.
If he does that, you have to switch seats with Cullum because Cullum's worried about his back getting cum on it.
He's not about to cum on you. What the fuck?
Who knows for sure, though?
You sound like you've been fooled.
Yes, everybody. It's me, the old Delta vampire. I'm here by myself. I usually do a little better with call and response comedy. But it's pretty cool because I'm already whacked pretty good on Delta 8 and it's legal. Fuck you, pigs. That's right. The people at YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. Children of the night, listen to me. What is Delta 8? What am I, a fucking scientist? It's found in hemp and it's legal, bro. Don't be such a doof. I'll tell you, it works and they should be taken responsibly. So, you know, don't tell your folks or whatever. Once more, YoDelta.com. The official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. Also, it's vapes and gummies, so it's good for the young people. You're going to get 25% off if you use the promo code GAS. Little fishy, huh? Doesn't seem like a vanity link. Seems like the profit share is going to spread around. And the Yodel the Vampire doesn't get out of bed for more than one half of advertising. But I'll play your fucking game, Ralph. YoDelta.com, promo code GAS, 25% off. Promo code GAS, 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. All right, where were we? Do you want to switch seats, McCollum?
I mean, I can if I have to, sure.
You don't have to. That's a terrible no, way to put it.
I'm accustomed to it now.
Comfortable.
No, wait, I'm not allowed to get comfortable.
But I think if he's going to use this in here, you'd have to switch. Or he's
okay,
going to be sitting
well,
here.
Can switch. Yeah. Go ahead.
He's going to be here fucking on Colm's arm.
Hey, I got to say, you are pretty irresistible.
He's not that wrong about that, Colm. You're an attractive Colm, man.
See? Dave has a crush on you.
Is this okay, Shannon? The switcheroo?
Yeah.
Okay. And wait, so is this is yours.
Oh, thank
you. So here,
you.
I'll let you open it fresh. Fresh hands on it.
Oh. Can I? Is this motor powered? Like, is there a button?
No.
You can purchase it together with Keon, which is the automatic masturbator. And once you stick the toy into the Keon and push some buttons, adjust the length of strokes and
is the
speed.
Toy wow. Or the inside part only? Does that change over to another machine or this
no,
whole thing?
No, you put this into another machine, and that machine will do the job for you.
Oh yeah, I like it.
Yeah, Russian doll scenario.
Oh boy!
But it was very funny because I genuinely was like, "Is this motor?" And then it sounded like it was like one of those like you know late night TV where it's like, "And so tell me, does this need batteries?" I'm glad you asked, Jimmy.
David, you're the most interesting human being we've ever had on the SDR show. I mean that.
He can't get him away from that cock. No wonder he's lost all feeling in his left hand. He's on his bad hand now. He can't keep him off it.
Shannon.
He's like a kid scratching chicken pox. You can't keep this kid away from his cock.
He's pulling his dick
thanks.
Out.
Yes, Jay.
Oh, that's not, I shouldn't have said it.
No, go right ahead.
What happened?
I can see it.
Do you not want to see it?
No, it's fine.
Thank you.
Oh, he's lubing up.
No, it's fine.
He just put lube on his fingers. He's got the finger.
Don't worry, everyone. He's putting lube on it.
He's got the finger. Are we allowed to say pocket pussy or no?
Is that a pocket?
Oh, that single shot, Shannon, is just the price of admission.
Oh, boy.
It's the price of admission. You don't have to put it up so big. It's okay.
Are you...
But God damn it, that is a funny visual.
Are you getting the best? Is he's mouthing something to himself. So he's like whatever.
He's getting there, dude.
He's talking to someone about something. You can see him just go.
Yeah, we almost gotta leave him alone.
Maybe
somehow we have to not acknowledge it so he can get boned up.
Lieutenant?
Huh?
You ever see Bad Lieutenant?
I have. You gotta talk into the microphone though. I'm sorry.
Bad Lieutenant.
I have seen Bad Lieutenant. Yeah.
So I'm just thinking that scene with the Jersey Girls in my head right now.
Where show your butt. That was it. Show your ass.
Dude, it's natural. It's totally natural. Do whatever you gotta do.
It's like summer camp.
Yeah. What other movies do you like?
Oh boy. Ever see Cafe Flesh?
No.
See it.
See
Cafe
it
Flesh?
Cafe yeah.
Flesh.
I think I'll pass.
That's two thumbs up from David, bro.
That's two thumbs too many. Let's cut off those thumbs. For David.
David's gonna replace his numb hand with a fucking
this is like New
with
York.
A Romy Chase pussy.
Are you tired of having to ride the subway to have a random guy jerk off on top of you? Come down to Gas Digital on the random Wednesday.
David,
night.
You were born in the wrong time, dude. This if you were back in Wonderland days,
wow.
Dude, you'd be killing it.
You'd be the coolest guy in 1979.
Hell yeah.
That brown leather jacket. Oh, he's going for more lube, just
damn.
So you know.
Shannon's never been more
those,
upset. She's not
those hands.
The commentary is just priceless.
Those hands be sponging.
Do you want to guess when he's going reverse grip and when he's going normal grip?
I
feel like he's switching up.
I've never watched a guy in my peripheral.
Me either. This is a first for me. And I've been to Amsterdam.
And the best is he's staring wildly at the camera like he doesn't know how he got here.
I don't know how he got here.
Jeez, I see Spicer laughing at me.
No, he's not laughing at you.
She's proud of you, David.
She's very proud
of you. I think you're amazing. I think you are just amazing.
He's on a come.
No, I'm not going to come.
This is just.
I got a remarkable control.
Remarkable.
Remarkable control. Is that, there you go.
Who described what's that? What does that even mean?
It means he can get hard.
He can control.
Doesn't have to come.
Yeah.
He can just stay hard. He's going to lift the fucking. He's going to lift the fleshlight.
Jay, I'm looking right at you, and I can just see an elbow.
It's my favorite.
That just means that he's been edging before.
Yeah.
He edged.
Yeah.
You know, time for edging.
I hate to jump in here, David, but, you know, maybe noodle around underneath the head a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where the nerve endings are.
Good point.
You got to help a guy once in a while.
So, David, just so when you are hard, just kind of let us know so we could put the toy on you and time it.
Yeah, that is a.
Unless you want to do them at the same time, I just don't know if the timing is going to work out.
No, we'll time them separately. Okay. But
unfortunately, it's got to be one by one. Unfortunately, there's no easy way out of this.
This Poor is Mo. Just great.
When Mo's ready, though, we should let him come in.
Yeah. He
whenever
will.
He's
yep.
ready.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be separate, though. Is that the way it works?
Yeah.
Unless the timing works out perfectly.
Romy, do jumping jacks or something.
Oh, no, because these will absolutely pop out if I do that.
Oh, okay. Please do.
Really?
I'm just
do
taking
it.
Them
yeah,
out.
Do I'm it. Not wearing
do
any
it. Dave needs
it. Tight, though.
Help him. He was in a coma, for fuck's sake.
I mean, you don't have to do it.
I'll
just saying.
I'll jump a couple times.
I would almost just argue
with
physics.
It's not going to pop out, though, but.
But you'd see if they would.
See? If I do that enough.
Yeah, but you sort of almost see through it, dude. That's got to be moving something, right?
Yeah.
Do you want me to whisper that again in your ear?
He said, yeah.
Hey, dude.
Listen to me.
How great were those titties back there?
Yeah. ASMR from her.
Dude.
Do you like them? Listen to my big tits.
You are literally the last person that should be making fun of my accent.
Is big tits what you enjoy?
You like these communist tits? You like these communist tits? He's going fast.
The communist tits, really?
Romy, can you give us an update on the field line there? Could you give us something? Is it moving at all? Is it getting bigger?
Yeah.
Also, Dave.
It is.
Progress
it's
through
working.
This? Pretty impressive.
Eye contact.
Working.
Didn't want eye contact. That froze me.
Sorry.
If you're going to look at him, though, dude, just at least lick your lips.
Medusa. Medusa was actually a guy jerking off, and everyone was...
Yeah, Lainey, put him on the glass. Everybody help.
So are we waiting for him to get hard?
G-Mike, pressed ham, dude. Come on, brah.
Dave.
Get some bung against that glass.
He's doing
what are we paying
great.
For here?
What are you, Dave?
What do we pay you for here?
Dave, are you hard?
I've got a Hollywood loaf.
What is that? A Hollywood loaf?
Yeah.
A Hollywood loaf.
Come it on. Means it's showing nice. Now.
I've got two slices then.
Am I right? That's what
yeah.
it means. It's showing nice. Now's when you would feel comfortable pulling it out in front of a lady and being like, I guess you got to get it hard.
Yeah.
This is just how it is soft. You know that.
Okay, I have a
when
question.
I'm soft, it points towards
Shannon, a question.
The ceiling.
So, where it is right now, could he possibly now put it into the toy?
And
use the toy a little bit, yeah, until it's fully hard, and then we do the time.
I think he's going to find out.
Okay.
In real time.
You can okay, cool. try to lube up the toy a little bit more if you want to.
Can we also get a close-up on his face as well? He's in the... That's a good advertisement.
Should
for
he
the...
stand yeah. up for this? Or
don't.
Just...
No.
Don't.
No.
No, the stand-up is like
we get closer,
we do the drop.
Yeah, we'll do the stand-up for the drop.
Oh, he's lubing up again.
He's lubing up.
You can lube up the...
Okay.
There you go.
No, he's pouring it in there.
There it is. Like don't go overboard.
Like a bartender just left a bottle of vodka on the table.
This is just great.
This is
That was a wild amount. That was ounces.
He likes it wet.
You're not going to feel anything, dude.
Dude, I can fit my fucking leg in
By
there.
By the way,
right
I'd
now.
Worry about that much lube is going to make it fall off.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, the idea would be, it doesn't matter. If your dick's hard enough to hold it up,
it'll
hold it in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm.
It's not going to slip off unless it just gets below the half line.
Mo.
And then when it falls off, it's going to be hilarious. 20% chance if fucking David's falls off, we're all going to get sprayed with lube.
I see.
We're going to get sprayed with fucked lube.
just, it's so warm.
Please tell me it was this warm in the bottle.
Some of this is actually Climax control spray. This one is
in case you want to hold out.
Unless you're worried about the pocket pussies.
They brought Climax control spray.
Romy says
that's for people like
he's
me.
Ready?
You know, I come to
Mo's ready.
Mo's
all right,
coming
let's
in.
Mo ready. Right here.
Okay.
Oh, Mo's gonna show you how it is.
Where do we get Mo at? Where's Mo next to me? Is that all right?
What the fuck?
Jesus H. There's not enough fucking. There's not enough fake pussy for this thing.
I told you. I called it
too tight.
Did you put lube on it?
Son of a bitch! It's too tight. We had lube in here.
You need
but...
to lube it up a little more.
Good lord.
Yeah, maybe can you give him more of the lube, maybe?
Can we share the lube? They've used it. They've
wait,
used
we have...
it.
Oh, right here.
Pass it over the lube. Are you allowed to share lube? What way does it work?
It's just the lube. He didn't.
Here's some lube. What a monster. Oh.
I like
it. Yo, how does he get assistance? This isn't fair.
My endless love.
Mo's wife helped him out. That's not fair.
I gotta tell you. That's the biggest black dick I've seen today.
Today.
Really?
Okay.
Good for you.
No, he
dude.
Does have a big dick.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I've definitely seen it before.
Oh.
In videos. Not in person.
It's almost so big that it doesn't even look like a dick. So I'm like, it's like, whatever.
You've only seen it in videos before.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like when I met Pamela Anderson at the car show when I was 13. You get to see the in real life. It's so different. Is Mel's microphone on?
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
Hang on. Mel's dick is blocking his microphone.
Let me just let you guys know that pussy is tight. All right.
Yeah. If this thing is to scale, it's tight.
It's tight.
That's what we're saying.
If you could get in there, you could hold it up.
Yeah, I can hold it up. Yeah.
You could spin it like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all
like a basketball, I guess.
Where's David at, Romy? Halfy yet?
I'm cramming it in.
No, he's like me. That's how I fuck. You just sort of stick it in somehow.
Oh, you're cock ringing yourself with your forefinger
and
thumb?
No, it's like a package that's too big for the box. God, he's fingering himself.
Shannon.
Yesterday.
This is the craziest, right?
Yeah.
This is the one.
The chat is all saying that.
Is this the wildest show this has ever happened?
I need to know what the chat is saying.
But you tell me, Shannon, a funnier thing that maybe is happening in this building.
No, this is great.
We're going on easily 15 minutes of conversation with David spanking also, it. And it's might... been, and his David. Expression has never changed. He has been stoically getting slightly harder for 10 minutes.
He just has
stoic.
He just has one part of his lip going close to his nose. It's just one part just curling to his nose.
Yeah, it's my Billy Idol look.
Okay.
David, you fucking rock, man.
Thanks.
Best guest ever. And Shannon, put it in the books when we do the awards.
Yeah.
Best guest ever, maybe.
Nice.
It's the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Full disclosure, though. Are you natty right now? Just natural aroused?
Right, I'm just ratchet right now.
Ratchet? Is that what you said?
Ratchet, yeah.
Ratchet?
Yeah, I'm ratchet.
You're ratchet? What's that mean? That means natural? You're like no blue chew, Viagra, nothing?
No. Yeah. No, Jay's my guy. He told me, come in. I come in. That's it.
That's it? You just, no matter what?
Yeah.
It's always for something
He's
hilarious
experienced.
And fun.
Yeah.
One, he got to meet Romy Chase's biggest fan from the movies.
Beautiful.
He also gets to be part of one. You know, on Opie and Anthony, I was only on it twice ever in all the years it was on when I was up here. And one of them, I was just happened to be there for like a classic moment where this guy Bobo came in.
Yeah.
And he pulled his dick out and Norton would talk. Just speaking, he would talk his dick up and then like say things make his dick go down. And Patrice was, it's like Patrice's like epic laugh. It was the best, that's what people love that thing for. I just happened to be there for this. Mo, you're here for this. You are here for a classic moment.
That far.
A classic moment.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, yeah. Tell me about your hero more, Jay.
And then speed up.
Bring my pants.
Oh my God.
Yeah, let Mo put his pants on. I don't know if we're gonna get
this.
David Wiener hard it's enough to get in the machine, but son of a bitch, if we didn't try, am I right?
No, trust me, I got it in. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Get by this. Like this is, you know what I mean? Whatever the camera's at, just
felt good.
Buy this.
Is it too late for you to still do at least get your time?
Huh?
I mean, he's been up and down already. He couldn't get his dick in there when it was hard.
Yeah, fair enough. That's what I figured.
It was too little. I told him that when he got big, he wasn't
going to fit. That's right. Thank you. We all should have listened. God damn it.
Oh my
God.
We
all should have fucking listened.
I wish someone could say that about anything. For me to fuck.
Jeez, I'm the biggest loser.
I want to let biggest loser, dude. Are you insane?
Are you serious? You're like the winner.
The rest of my life. Digressing, some stoned, but on Legion of Skanks, when people say, what episode should I start at if I want to listen? I say the poem. Lewis's poem that he wrote is the first thing that I will tell people to start listening to SDR show from this episode for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to start listening to the SDR show. Where should I start? Fucking David's episode. And if this episode's not called David's episode, no other choice for a name for this episode. He dominated it. Real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing new sponsors over at the SDR show. Boy, do I love this, man. They see me coming a mile away, these sponsor sales. It's always something to stop me from smoking. And I'm running out of excuses to love cigarettes so much because Zippix, which is an amazing new sponsor, will help you kick this grotesque cigarette habit. And what they are is toothpicks that have the nicotine buzz in them. That's right. The toothpicks have nicotine in them. How does that work? I don't know. I don't get invested in the process, everybody. I'm not a process guy. I'm with you with the results. And I tell you, this thing has got me through because you can't vape on planes or anything like that. When you're on a plane, this is my deal. Airports, long time, planes. This gets you through without getting the old jittery jitters where you want to punch a baby in the row behind you. It's good. There's no smell. There's no smoke. You don't have to hide cigarette butts. And it costs way less than cigarettes. They're freaking toothpicks. Zippix comes also in six awesome flavors. It gets that nicotine buzz quicker because it's sublingual absorption. You think I pulled that out of my ass? I didn't. It gets you that buzz quicker. I don't even know what it means, but just know you're going to get lit. Costs less than cigarettes, as I said before. You can use it anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke. If you go to Zippix, Z-I-P-P-I-X, toothpicks, ZippixToothpicks.com. It's a mouthful and a fingerful if you hunt and peck type like I do, but it's Z-I-P-P-I-X, toothpicks.com to start your healthier alternative to smoking today. All right, where were we? Romy, we got to do the first. We have to do the first with David, I think, too, right?
Absolutely.
Let's let Mo plug his stuff. So he has you want to hang out and listen to the first?
Hey, the show is watching.
Hell yeah. All right, let's do that then. So we'll do the first.
The first time ever I saw concert Detroit.
Hey, everybody, it's Ralph, first of the thing. That's my Ralph impression.
Oh, boy.
Damn. This is the SDR.
Mo had an unfair
Hey,
thing.
Welcome back to the SDR show. We got Dave cranking his soft cock. Join all the way from Poland.
Oh, my God, dude.
You recognize the sound of that cock.
This is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. So we always ask our guests their first experiences with all three. With sex, obviously, your first sexual experience. Drugs, your first drug experience beyond weed, unless weed was the only thing you did. And your first concert, always. What was the first concert you went to where it was like your choice to go? Or I guess your parents.
My first concert ever was... I think Avril Lavigne, or whatever, however you pronounce that last name. I might be fucking it up. Yeah.
You said it.
Avril Lavigne. I think that was the first concert.
Did you hate it?
No, it was cool. It wasn't necessarily my style.
Who wanted to go? Your boyfriend?
Just my family.
Hang on, it's going to make David.
I was thinking of Avril Lavigne.
Skater boy.
It was cool. It's just not my genre, really. I prefer R&B and maybe pop and hip hop. Like, I just not really into like rock and stuff like that.
Got you. David, your first concert?
Motorhead.
Nice. Say no more.
I stole my brother's driver's license so I could go see them at the Freakers Ball in Atlanta.
How old is your brother?
He's dead now, but he would have been 19.
He's hard. Let's go. Let's play the game.
So he's supposed to be jacking off and y'all asking about his brother.
I didn't know he's dead.
He could have stopped jacking off 10 minutes ago. He just is still, which is hilarious.
Because he wants to do it.
Don't give up.
Listen, we have time. Before the show's over, if he could pull off the feet,
the trick is to like just be so distracted
just
that
live around I gotta them. Zen yeah.
out. So we you have to. He has to do what? Stick.
I still gotta ask him his questions though. He's a guest. Now we'll go to the first drug experience you ever had besides weed. If weed is the only thing.
I was 13 and I took acid.
Nice.
13.
Nice.
13.
Did you love
it? Now, mind you, I'm from Poland, so we start like partying and drinking all that stuff a lot earlier. You know, a lot of us, you can go to the store and buy alcohol and all that stuff at like 16. So yeah. I was 13. I just started junior high, took acid. It was a trip. I went home.
Did
and
you love
I,
it?
Yeah, but it was like scary. Like I was high for a very, very long time.
It's like 8 hours, right?
And I feel like I remember looking at a sink full of dirty dishes and analyzing how dish soap would feel for the plates. Like, is it like a bath for the dishes? And I just like I kept staring at it.
I'm gonna teach English.
It was trippy for sure. I was high as shit. I don't regret it. It was, you know, it's cool.
David, your first drug experience?
This might surprise you, but about 15 years old, I tried morphine with my older brother.
Nice.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow, are you guys a nom?
No, but money trumps law, and my mother was a cancer patient, and she would have morphine delivered direct to the door.
That's it. She didn't need it. That's pretty fucking sick. Was it awesome? Nice. Morphine rules, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I got in a hospital once, really enjoyed it, I will say. It took all the pain away.
Every story that comes out of your mouth is just so sad.
I know.
Sad?
He's wrong. In a coma. His brother died. His mother
he's out
cancer.
Of a coma, dude. That's the good thing.
Wayne's right. He tells us about his dad.
He wasn't. Could you imagine if he was still in a coma, not whacking off while we talk around him? Wow. Imagine that. Imagine that world, Colin. Is that where you want to live? No. Be but a little
guy,
idealistic.
The guy came in here and is not jacking off. You're saying in a different scenario, there's a guy in this room not jacking off? I couldn't live with that. I couldn't live.
No. But whatever happened today that funneled down to this evening?
When I'm an old man on my deathbed?
David is an SDR legend.
Legend.
Going forward, yeah.
Going forward, for sure.
This was a straight David and a Goliath situation. I feel like I was set up for failure. You know what I'm saying? This guy
Mo,
here.
Oh, yeah. Mo,
he was
Goliath,
a secret. He was a secret.
Mo, don't say things like that. You're family, dude.
He's right.
You're family. Don't worry about that.
He could only lose.
David's an icon.
Yeah,
do you have any advice? Have you ever been in a porn situation where you can't get hard? I don't want to offend you, but has that happened?
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time.
So what's the if you were to give Dave some advice, what would you say?
Let it go. It's all in your head.
I know. What can I say? That's the first time I've ever spanked off in front of dudes before.
I'm the king of gangbangs.
Is it though? Just,
he says as if we like walked in and won't leave.
So nice, you need a minute? That's what it is? If we gave you a minute along with us, would you be able to get it up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, we can't leave this room.
30 seconds, maybe.
We can't leave this room. This is where the show happens.
Let's all just look away.
Well, I'll ask. You know what? This might help him. I'm going to ask Romy her final question.
Yeah.
Her first sexual experience.
Okay. My first sexual experience, it was a month before my 16th birthday. I had sex with my then boyfriend, and it was interesting. I didn't come. I didn't like it at all.
Oh, shit.
It was...
Supposed to get him hard.
Honestly, it was... I was like, should I lie to help him? But I was like...
Maybe that's what he wants.
What did you hate about it?
And it was just... It was new and weird, and it hurt, and everything.
Just like, the same virgin shit.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah, but I got into it, like, very fast. Like, the third time I was already into it.
With him?
So, yeah, with my boyfriend then. So, we kept experimenting, doing different things, and, you know, trying different things. And and eventually I started, you know, liking it. But at first it was, yeah. And I was only 16, so, you know. I don't know. I don't know if I can even say this because this is America.
Say now, it. This is under free.
The legal age in Poland is 15, so, you know, it was all good. It was all good.
So are you lying to us?
No.
Did you change the story?
No, no. She was already 15. She thought we were going to be weirded by being 15, but she said that's the way.
No, yeah, because a lot of times when I tell this to Americans, they're like, oh, my God.
How old was he?
Oh, he was 18. So, yeah, I know how this sounds.
But no, it's not. I don't think it's
But in America, like, people are always like, that's statutory rape. Yeah. And it is. But not necessarily.
Yeah, but that's like
Romeo and Juliet laws.
That's not really.
It's not.
No, because that's not staying on a record, right?
I mean, I think an 18-year-old can rape a 15-year-old, but I think an 18-year-old, 15-year-old dating. My daughter was dating an 18-year-old when she was 15. I would have hated it, but like, I don't know if I would go like, "You're an adult," but I was like, "They're both kids."
Yeah,
honestly, that help at all?
Yeah,
I
got your back,
David. Dare I ask? Your first sexual experience?
18 years old. No girls wanted to date me in high school, so I collected my own cherry and went to Sun Spa. Massage parlor, Jack Shack.
Oh, wow.
They jerked you off.
More than that.
They fucked you.
Yeah.
Wow. David, you continue to be...
David, have you ever been with someone that you haven't paid for?
Yes.
Nice.
David, I say there's an outside chance. I think you're gonna pull Romy out of her not looking for anybody to date right now thing. I think you're dangerously close to breaking.
I am so impressed with
you're
David.
Dangerously close to breaking through that emotional wall she's put up.
I can tell you about my first like experience with like a blowjob. The first time I ever gave a blowjob, I got told that it was terrible. It was terrible. Supposedly, I sucked too hard.
How did you suck it too hard?
I don't know. He told me I was sucking it too hard, and it hurt him.
Why didn't he just like...
Weak-ass Polish.
Why didn't he just like tell you what he's like?
I get it. Yeah, weak-ass Polish.
I've never got... You know, that's a conversation I've never had. I'd always feel it to be like, correct it with like kindness. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'd like it. If he did this, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
not like you're sucking too hard.
He just was like, yeah, nah, this ain't it. And I took it fine. It was okay for me because I didn't have any experience, so I kind of relied on that. You know, tell me the truth, because if I'm doing this wrong, I need to probably learn how to do it better. And the only way to do that is you tell me the truth. The same goes for women. You know, that's one of the reasons why men can't make women come, because y'all have a huge ego. Y'all don't listen.
David, where are we at, dude?
David's like, wait, what? I can make anybody come.
I can't, yeah. I think it's all about communication. I mean, if the communication is there, you know what I'm saying?
But a lot of men don't listen. Offended and stuff. Like, I've had plenty of situations.
I'm too fat to have that kind of ego. I'm always listening. What do you want me to do? Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
We got places to be. Come
on. We're going to fucking wrap this up.
Okay. Oh boy.
Let's like do our plugs here. If plugs, no pun intended.
But David, last call. Do you think it can happen?
Like I say, performance anxiety. I'm so sorry.
No,
don't you fucking ever open your mouth with an apology for maybe anything ever again in my world.
It's not your fault.
You have been pageantry tonight, my friend.
Thank you.
Don't worry. Do not worry at all. Mo, plug all your stuff, buddy.
Yeah, you check me out, motormonster.com. You check me out on OnlyFans, official Mo Johnson. I got a new stuff coming out with my girl, Chocolate Haze. So you can check out OnlyFans out, miss.chocolatehaze. And I don't know.
Dude, Mo, he's done them all.
Yeah.
Everyone. So I was describing you to Colm earlier. I go, any pro porn girl who you've thought was hot for the last decade, Mo's been there in the middle of an all-black gangbang. You know it's him. He's got those tinted glasses like he's in the Commodores. Marvin, hey, what you doing now?
Rounding the boys up.
Come on.
I don't think I've ever been in the same room as a hard black penis. So that was a moat. That was a
big for you.
That was a big.
Romy, please plug all your stuff.
You can find me on Instagram, Romy_Chase, and the same goes for Twitter. And as far as all my other stuff goes, just go to iwantromychase.com. and all my verified links are in one place on that site. Make sure you check out my new launch, my new personal stroker.
Hell yeah.
You'll never be lonely again.
That's some tight ass pussy, right?
David's gonna marry it. now we gotta do the thing now where we take these and we spin them around a bunch and we go, which one was the one you fucked, dude? Colin, you gotta take the other one, dude. G Mike, you want to take the one and hope it's not that one?
I gotta find the ball and then eat one of them.
David, plug your stuff, buddy.
I'm really worried about plugging my stuff because...
Yeah, you know what? Maybe just lay low. In fact, I'll change your name to something different every time in post. Column?
Just check out the Column Zero podcast, please. Oh, I'm also doing a tour with Mike Rainey and Tim Burley of Dad Me Podcast. And just follow me on social media at Column Zero. And you can get tickets to all those dates. Thank you.
And Lewis says about me all the time, that was such low energy promotion for yourself because... You're flustered.
There's a lot.
No one's quite sure what to do.
There's a lot going on. A
lot going on.
If you liked what you just listened
Shannon.
To, you're gonna love.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
Hell yeah. Oh, we always do this too. Do you guys believe in ghosts? But we guess. Me and Colin will guess if you do, and then you answer. Three. I say... Mo does?
I'm saying, can I say my answer is also?
Yes.
Yes, I'm going to say yes.
Yes?
I'm saying yes.
Yes?
I'm saying no.
No, yeah, we're on a complete agree.
Exactly the same?
Wow. Please.
Best friends.
I think that Romy is going to be no. I feel like Polish people may not believe in that kind of stuff.
I said no also? Oh, no. I said yes.
You said yes,
we
yeah.
said yes.
Mo, I think yes.
Okay.
David, I think no.
Okay, so you're no, no, yes.
Okay.
We're yes, yes, no. Okay.
Let's
go around. Mo, do you believe in ghosts?
I don't know.
That's enough.
That's a yes.
That's a no.
That's enough. You think that's a no?
I think that's a no.
No, that's a yes.
I think
if it was a yes, he'd have said
no
yes.
means no.
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. No, so you're not discounting it.
I'm not saying
you'd hear the story.
Things could happen, but I didn't see it myself.
Sure.
I can't really,
that's fair.
You know,
that's enough.
Yes.
Are you religious?
I believe in everything.
Get on the mic, Mo.
I believe in everything, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I don't know. I haven't experienced a ghost. I've seen it on TV. But
you're trying to lure him into some, Kanye shit, Romy?
No.
Are you religious?
Yeah.
No, because I feel like that's going to determine whether a person believes in ghosts or not.
Why you
do you
that?
Believe in ghosts?
No, I do not.
You don't believe in ghosts. You're right, Shannon. Do you?
I actually had a weird experience.
So he does believe.
My father was hit by a car when I was a child.
He was masturbating while driving.
What did happen to the father? How did he die?
My stepdad, he died of a heart attack.
Stepdad died of a heart attack. What about the real dad?
I'd rather not bring him up. He's a successful attorney, but not so successful as a human being.
Oh, fuck that. Fuck that guy, dude.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say fuck him.
Oh,
but all right. I just wish
trying
I
to bond
with
you. I didn't. I actually didn't care.
You had a weird experience.
Yeah, after my mom died, I was sleeping and
during the coma.
Not during the coma. This is when I was a little kid.
Oh,
and I just remember waking up and feeling like cradled, like somebody was tucking me into bed.
Oh,
and it was like I felt this warmth, and at that point I. That's when I started believing in an afterlife and the supernatural.
Hell yeah.
That's sweet.
So the answer is yes.
So you lost.
Did you think, Shannon?
No, I said no for him. I got one. I just got Romy right. And half Mo, I feel like.
I mean,
well, half Mo's still a lot of Mo.
Lot. Yeah. That's too much
Long
Mo.
Big
That's 9 inches of Mo right there.
Hell yeah. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Tacoma, Washington. I'm coming to you next week, can I believe, when you hear this? Oh, this is live. So yes, not this weekend, but the following weekend, Tacoma. And then I'm on the road pretty much for the next 2 or 3 months. Lewis will be with me on a couple of gigs in D.C., I think, possibly in Jersey. But I have Cobb's Comedy Club coming up in San Francisco. I'm going to be all over the place. So please come check me out. Listen to The Bonfire, Faction Talk Series XM 103, 5 days a week. And, of course, Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network. So thank you guys so much for listening.
Song, Jay.
Oh, Ralph, also, let me give Ralph's Good Sugar Podcast, which is on, I think, another network
just
somewhere.
Just iTunes and Spotify.
Just iTunes and Spotify. He also, that's it.
YouTube.
And this show.
I am Ralph Sutton.
And YouTube. Oh, yeah, I am Ralph Sutton. If you want to watch a 50-something-year-old brag about running constantly.
He cooks scallops sometimes.
Also, if you want to see him cook scallops for himself. This guy, what a dweebus. Yeah. Social media presence.
But a squash puree.
Nothing better than a Sunday squash puree. Am I right, everybody? How's your Tuesday going?
Oh,
I've been running since 4 a.m. What a dildo. I love him. I miss him so much. But Good Sugar Podcast. And
that is
the song of the week. I mean, we already did it. Fucking Night Shift, Commodores. Gonna be some sweet sounds. Do you hear my falsetto?
That was great.
Hold Thank
on,
you.
Coming. It's coming.
Jesus.
There we go.
Oh.
There we go.
Commodores? Sans Lionel Rich? No one thought they'd go on.
You know, as soon as the credits roll, Dave's going to be like, Midno!
That's that jam right there, though.
Break House by the Commodores.
You play it loud out the other room, Shannon? We can go out the other room here.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.